is an Acquired Taste podcast. My name is Bethany. I am here with Kathleen and Samantha.
Cheers.
We're your three quirky girlfriends. We are an Acquired Taste. So the mood is a little bit different this week. Obviously, we're all feeling a little bit different this week after what happened this weekend in Orlando. And so, you know, we walk this fine line of wanting to be respectful, wanting to address it, wanting to not be tone deaf to what's going on in our country and sort of the overall mood of the country.
Right.
That said, like we've said on the big show, this podcast is for something different. And I think if you need to be in a quiet place, if you need to be in a place of self-reflection, or if you need to be with people and in a more thoughtful mood, there are things for that, and there are places for that. This is going to be more of a podcast today to make you smile, and we're definitely going to do that lightly.
Yeah.
We're not going to be offensive. We don't really want to be offensive anyway. We more just today want to give you something where if you need to step back from CNN and and focus your mind elsewhere, we want to just kind of make you happy this week.
Yeah. And you know what? This is a podcast with three friends. And as we've interacted with, you know, everyone on social, you're friends too. And, you know, it's important to, you don't turn us on to wallow. I don't think you ever had. So we're going to keep not wallowing. And if you want to talk to any of us personally, send me an email, send us an email. We're happy to have that chat. But we thought, let's uplift ourselves and one another and talk about things. We were very mindful about picking a positive topic for this week.
Yeah.
It was very intentional.
Yes.
Yeah, like let's throw out some happy words.
Hell yeah.
Cake pops.
Oh, God.
Oh, cake pops.
Unicorns.
You know what my favorite word is?
Do tell.
Docent.
Yes.
Docent. Is that not the best word?
It is a good word.
I love the word docent.
What TV show have I been hearing the word docent in recently?
Really?
Yeah. It'll come to me. I'll let you know.
Please interrupt us in the middle of the podcast and just yell.
It was Veep. It was on Veep.
I got it.
Yeah, docent. I feel like, you know, one day when I retire from all things, I want to be a docent at like the Minneapolis Institute of Arts.
As we all
and give,
do.
You know, and give, it's a very specific place, but, and give tours.
She, I look know. At the face, look at the face. What?
I know. It's from Gilmore Girls.
There we go.
Taylor is the town docent.
Oh, her whole town, has a docent?
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed that the town can refer to her as such.
Oh, it's a man. It's a man.
Oh.
And he's very polarizing.
Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I don't watch Gilmore Girls. The one most basic thing. Oh, Alex, I love him. Alex is a girl. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Gilmore Girls was replaying on Freeform. And I watched two whole episodes. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. A lot of things happened. A lot of feelings were talked about.
A lot of quick-witted, fast lines about pop culture and life.
Yep. A lot of very witty banter happened between
pop
a 16-year-old.
Pop culture from what years? Like, not today.
1998.
Pop. Exactly.
Jen and Brad are still married in the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, God. Well, that actually is loosely tied, I think, to what we ended up doing for our topic this week.
Yes.
Which is... I'm looking at you. I'm not going
to
do it.
Oh. Movies, TV, pop culture, things you turn to when you need to be uplifted and made happy.
Ta-da! All right.
We're working on the title still. Pithy. Yeah.
And of course, the sound when we intro it. Beautiful. All right. Who wants to go first?
Kathleen, do you want to
go? Yeah, I'll go.
All right.
So I turn to my comfort girly movies from the mid-90s to the early 2000s when I'm looking for happiness, because familiarity is what really brings me around and puts a smile on my face.
Totally.
That and Sarah Jessica Parker's twins, Tabitha and Marianne. Man, those girls are cute.
Oh, my goodness.
Better dressed than I will ever. They know how to put an outfit together, I'll tell you that.
So should I intro the clip before you play it?
Or? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So my first clip is from a just very quiet, studious film called Legally Blonde.
Oh, my God. I love autobiographical law movies. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Oh, hi. My name is Elle Woods, and for my admissions essay, I'm going to tell all of you at Harvard why I'm going to make an amazing lawyer.
As president of my sorority, I'm skilled at commanding the attention of a room and discussing very important issues. It has come to my attention that the maintenance staff is switching our toilet paper from Charmin to generic. All those opposed to chafing, please say aye.
Aye.
I like Elle Woods because she doesn't take life too seriously.
She does not, but she takes chafing very seriously. That is not okay.
Sometimes, and even in my own personal life, I have to take a step back and remind myself to take a chill pill.
Yeah.
Because life is just more fun when you're lighthearted.
Yeah. Even when you're doing like important stuff, mm-hmm. even here, what is it that we keep saying whenever we get like crazy about something at work? I love my job.
I love my job. I love my job.
And we rub our temples.
From The Devil Wears Prada, exactly. When we're pretending to be Emily Blunt's character.
Absolutely. Because it's important to know that when you're like doing serious stuff like law or actual work, that, you know, there's a lighthearted side to it that you can put on it.
At my workout class last night, it was kind of like a boot camp type class. I have this amazing teacher, her name is Jennifer. And instead of making us do, you know, typical squats or lunges, she goes, you know what, everybody? I want everyone to skip. And it's actually a really good workout.
It's hard.
And we were just like skipping and everybody's happy and sweat is pouring down our faces, but we don't care because we're skipping. Yeah. It was amazing.
Kathleen comes out with a wicker basket from nowhere. There's children with like whistles and little bag bells. I love that.
It was a great feeling. So, guys, if you're ever feeling down, even if you're just in your apartment or house or whatever, just skip in place.
Skip. That's all I'll be able to do.
I feel like there needs to be a maypole-related workout class. Like, there's just a giant maypole. No one has a maypole anymore. Where do those whimsical things go?
I don't know.
eBay.
eBay.
Can we also get a Skip It? Do you guys remember those toys?
Yes, I was too poor to have one. They were so cool.
We could make one. We could definitely make one.
You know, Skip Its are really fun until you stop skipping and then you nail your ankle with that huge, giant plastic
skip
bowl.
Skip it. No.
But it
had to be that heavy because not only did it have to be heavy to go around your ankle, it also had to have that counter inside of it.
Yeah.
That counted the number of skips.
The very best thing of all is there's a counter on
and
this
the ball.
Yes! Try to beat your very best score. See if you can skip a whole lot more.
Do we just unlock a memory?
Yeah. Where the hell did that come
from? I'm bowing
from?
Down to you. That's amazing.
Namaste.
That's the smartest I've ever felt. That speaks a lot to my character, actually.
Skip It maybe was the original Fitbit or fitness tracker.
Totally.
Right?
The first wearable.
Yeah. You know, my Fitbit tells me, you've been on the bike or you've been jogging. Wouldn't it be amazing if you were on the Skip It and your Fitbit was like, you've been doing Skip It.
That's fantastic. That's patented Fitbit. If you guys do it, we know where it came from.
We have it recorded. Okay, did you bring another clip?
Yeah, I did.
What's your other clip?
This is from my second favorite serious character in the movie world. A little person named Cher Horowitz.
Let us dive into Clueless.
Okay, you're probably going, is this like an Oxima commercial or what? But seriously, I actually have a way normal life for a teenage girl. I mean, I get up, I brush my teeth, and I pick out my school clothes.
Well, you know, she's then
fabulous.
On the computer going through her dry cleaner list of computerized outfits, because that's normal.
Yeah. That's everyone.
I exclusively used Noxzema from the years 1994 to 98 because of this movie.
Those specific bin numbers.
Until there was such a thick layer of Noxzema residue on the bottom of my bathtub that my dad slipped and made me stop using it.
This is a hazard, but your skin looks fantastic.
This all goes back to how I love it when products burn on my face.
Did you do the
I
the
did,
thing?
Yeah, and I have some slight burns underneath this makeup. But that means it's working, guys.
No, it doesn't.
Wait,
it does.
Did you leave it on too long, or is
I think
that
I
it?
Did. Yeah, okay. No, I left it on too long.
Okay.
Because I'm like, it hurts so bad, but I'm going to leave it on. The pain is good.
Oh, my goodness gracious, girl.
Like when you do lots of squats and your butt starts to burn.
Yeah.
Very different, but
no,
I see.
My approach to skincare is just the same.
If you missed last week's episode for some reason and you have no idea what we're talking about, Kathleen pronounced that she bought her at-home professional-level microdermabrasion peel chemical peel. And she was so excited to do it because she was going to burn her own face off instead of paying someone to burn it off for her.
So this is exactly what she wanted.
Yeah, so don't, please, just go to your dermatologist, people. Pay the copay.
Just
don't
do
be
it.
A cheap person like
Not that.
All right, right on.
one. So what about you guys? What are your happy movies?
Bethany's I loved because I have no effing clue what it's about.
Okay.
But I still laughed while loading in the audio. So please take it away.
So I've actually talked about this. This is a TV show. I've talked about it before on one of our very first episodes. It is called Ghost Adventures. And this is a show on Travel Channel. And I have full disclosure, I have no financial stake in this or anything, but my dear friend Dave Schrader location scouts for them. And he is the one that I am going on the private ghost hunt with later on.
So
he's
cool.
Awesome. Shout out to Darkness Radio. So I have three clips because picture, if you have no idea what Ghost Adventures is, picture three of the broiest dudes you can. Put at least two of them in bedazzled affliction t-shirts.
Oh my God.
Give one of them a respirator.
Shake well.
Yeah, shake well. And now throw them into haunted locations. Now, this show is supposed to be scary, but one of the guys on the team is named Aaron. And all Aaron does is get scared. And then he looks in the camera and his mouth goes into that perfect circle of like a sex doll.
Yeah.
And he's like, ooh. So I've brought along three clips of my feel-good show Ghost Adventures where specifically Aaron gets scared. So can you hit me with the first clip, please, Sam?
Absolutely.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Stop. Hold up.
No. This poor man.
The longest clip is the last one, so play the second clip.
Did you just hear a voice?
Oh my God.
He was hired to be the comedic relief, but he's like actually pissing his pants if you watch the clip.
Is he like the Jack Black of the ghost world?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Perfect reference.
Okay. And this is my favorite one. Now to set the scene, the camera is outside, kind of far away from this castle-like building. Okay. So we're looking at a black doorway. And then we suddenly see two people book it out of the doorway towards the camera. Please play the clip.
Oh, what was that? Oh my God, go, get out, dude. Oh my God. Oh my God, bro.
What, dude?
Something just grabbed me and had nails on my ear.
In most occasions, grabbing you and having nails in your ear might be a sexual
thing. He said, bro and dude, seriously, in a panic in under 15 seconds.
Wait,
is for him.
Can we play clip number two again just for me?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Did you just hear a voice?
Oh my God.
So a lot of times on the weekends, if you're not going out because you don't have a social life, shout out. Ghost Adventures is playing like marathons on Travel Channel, like on a Saturday night.
What I love about that clip is it sounds like in my sick, weird little mind, it's just the two of them. And the one who goes, did you hear that? Is in the foreground. So he's not looking at the other guy. And your friend has a bag over his head from the demon. Like his voice is just so muffled. Did you hear that?
Did you just hear a voice?
Like he's being bagged by the spirit and no one knows right now.
So those never fails. Oh, and then the best part of this show, God, I love this show so much, which I've also said before, is that you're not always consistently going to get evidence. That's just the nature of the beast. You can't tell ghosts, okay, perform like a dancing monkey. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times to fill time or make it scarier, they have to insert a lot of questions. So it's like, is that flashing light? The spirit? Is she trying to tell us that she needs us to come and help her? Is the kind of help she requires a psychic or is it a demon? Would that demon be the kind of demon that, like, he just builds on this staircase of hypotheticals, and I love this show.
Like, just once, I want the ghost to come out after all of those stalling questions and be like, nailed it. Like, everything he said is 100%. I'm the gluten-free ghost from 2 years ago when you stubbed your foot on the what? Like,
let's go
everything.
Shoot PBRs, man.
Yes. Nailed it, bro. Nailed it. Yeah, so I cannot, and I say all of these things with love because it's my favorite show.
It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Okay.
I
might tune in.
What did you bring?
So I brought two different clips. One's a TV show and one is a clip from a song. So I don't know if you guys, I mean, I know we all have our shows that we're obsessed with, everyone listening. It just, you all have that one. Mm-hmm. I watch The Office almost, if not every day.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, it's kind of like background music. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm putting my clothes on for the day, or if I need to turn my brain off and I'm in bed and I'm still thinking, I'll watch it passively or actively.
I have noticed that you've been quoting The Office more and more lately.
Well, I guess it's probably because I'm on round 14 or 15 of watching the series. Like I just start from pilot and then I cut it off the second to last episode because the last one makes me too sad.
I do love going on YouTube and watching clips of Pam and Jim slowly falling in love with each other.
They are my favorite TV couple of all time because they're so real.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk too much because there may be people who are watching it and are not all the way done, but it's not this movie romantic, perfect Disney relationship that's happy the whole time. They have very real problems and it gets very dicey and there's so much turmoil, and I love that the show does that and doesn't make it just cupcakes the whole series, rather.
And also how he's really in love with her before she realizes what she wants is so cute.
I know, and she kisses him at the thing, and then she can't because she's engaged, and you're like, oh my God, chicken or fish.
Are you really crying?
But she has lunch planned for the next 12 weeks.
Oh, my casino night.
We're getting so deep in inside jokes.
All right.
We are, but definitely check out the series. So this is just one of my favorite quotes from Michael Scott after he was dumped by a girlfriend he was in love with, and he falls in love very quickly.
Yeah.
And his guys just want to take him out for a lunch to say, you know, to hell with it.
Bros before hoes. Why? Because your bros are always there for you. They have got your back after your hoe rips your heart out for no good reason. And you were nothing but great to your hoe. And you told her that she was the only hoe for you. And that she was better than all the other hoes in the world. And then suddenly she's not your hoe no more.
The fact that his voice legitimately cracks when he says your hoe rips your heart out, like he's so earnest. Steve Carell is amazing.
He really is.
I forgot about that quote. Good find.
And if you watch his face throughout the clip on YouTube, he's just completely, you know, yeah, it's going to be great to ready to fight back raging, burning tears because of the hoe he once possessed.
I love that.
That reminds me of this contract that I read online. A teacher picked up this piece of paper he found on his floor. It was an eighth grade teacher.
Oh, dear.
And it was a dating contract between two eighth graders. It sounds like it was from the girl to the boy, but this is her list of conditions, and it reminds me of Michael Scott. Number one, you cannot talk to hoes. Number two, you have to talk to me all the time.
All the time.
Number three, you have to give me a lot of hugs.
Okay.
And then it continues with, you can't be looking at hoes. You can fist pump hoes. That is it. You cannot hug these hoes. And if you break up with me, I will break your face.
Will you tweet that out?
I will.
That is fantastic. This girl has a head on her shoulders. Yeah. It petrifies me, but it's
there. The most powerful dating contract ever.
That's fantastic.
Seriously.
You can find that. Kathleen will tweet it out. At Acquired Podcast is our Twitter.
Yeah.
That's dope. All right, Sam, what's your song that you brought?
Okay, so this one, I might lose some people here. This is a little paradoxical, but this is our podcast, and it's where we're safe and ourselves. So,
let your freak flag fly,
letting
girl.
Letting it fly. Letting my misunderstood. This is where an acquired comes in for me on this podcast. To me, and to a lot of people, not all things that make you kind of sad are sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are sad songs or sad movies that I'm happy to be sad about because the punchline is it's beautiful to me. So if it makes me feel things or makes me tear up, not necessarily because I'm happy, it doesn't mean that I'm sad.
Okay.
So that is this song for me. A lot of people know of The Flaming Lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, not exactly our genre that we play on the show, but still very famous. And their song, Do You Realize, is one of my favorite songs of all time. And it always makes me this incredible. I can't listen to it whenever I want. Like, I have to be in a certain mindset. But whenever I'm there, it's this wonderful cocktail of like desperately happy and desperately inspiredly like sad and mixed up to this emotional ball of openness and vulnerability and just it's beautiful.
And that's not a place you let yourself get very often.
Not a lot, which is why I can't always listen to this song, even though it's one of my favorites. So here's just, if you're not familiar with the song, check it out. But here's a small clip of it. And again, it's called Do You Realize? So it's basically just a series of statements about our life and the world and all that kind of stuff.
And instead of saying all of your goodbyes, let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. You realize the sun done your best. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning around.
Just get me, man. That
every
does not
time.
Help. Every damn time. Damn you, Flaming.
That's a great song.
It's a beautiful song. I like that you pulled out just enough uranium to safely be around without a hazmat suit, but any more than that and it would have just destroyed you.
That song is like science to me for that exact reason. You're totally right. I think it's a really nice message. Like,
now,
you know.
Does this song speak to you, or is there a memory behind it that makes you feel this way?
There's not. It just completely spoke to me.
Yeah.
It did. It is tied to my one regret in life, because when I graduated from college, my sister got me tickets to see them and I got food poisoning the day before.
Oh no.
I sucked it up and I went to the show. I had my bag next to me just in case I had to get sick, and it was amazing. And I left like 20 minutes before the end of the concert because I started to feel a little nauseous and I didn't want to mess with it. And I was sitting in an aisle seat in the balcony. And then when I woke up and I looked up, you know, reviews and comments on the concert the next day, apparently they closed the show with Do You Realize? And Wayne, the lead singer, went into the balcony to sing it. I started bawling. Oh. I will never eat a salmon burger again.
Oh, God, why were you eating a salmon burger anyway?
They can be quite tasty.
Yeah.
But I was so upset. I would have been right there. And it makes me laugh because it's so powerful. I'm like, maybe it saved me. Maybe I actually would have passed out if I were there.
It's possible.
But I think it's such a nice song. And I was worried about hearing it after this weekend because I was worried it was going to tip me over, but it didn't. It put me right where it usually does, which is this a place of appreciation and realization. And if you're not down on the music you just heard, read the lyrics. It's a beautiful, very simple, clean poem. So
awesome. I love that.
I feels things right now.
Good selections, you guys.
Yeah,
I love that.
Feeling happy, aren't you guys?
Yeah, I think we needed this. I think we all sort of needed this. Should we go around the room and say one thing you learned this week before we wrap this sumbitch up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Who wants to start?
Sam. Sam wants to start.
I'll start. I'll definitely start. I learned this week that there is such thing as recategorizing love for someone.
Okay.
Explain yourself.
I will explain myself. Because an ex reached out to me, and he's actually, I will venture to say, the one person I ever really was in love with, at least at a really mature level. And I was so worried to see him again because I knew how much I was in love with him and how much that ended, not because I wanted it to or even he wanted it to, just circumstances didn't permit it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, resting my head on it a while, I realized I do still love him, but it's not in a way that would make me concerned about me. Now it's in oddly like a kind of paternal way that you just want to know that someone that you appreciated and grew with in your life is okay.
Yeah. Mm.
And seeing him again will give me the chance to check up on that. And it's okay that I can look at him and tell him I love him and not have it be weird for him or for me.
Yeah.
And that I understand that it's just been recategorized. Like, that can happen. I wouldn't have got that until this happened.
Did you see him yet?
No, not yet. We have plans. We're going to hang out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been months since I've spoke to him and years since I've seen him. But it's happy birthday. It's his birthday. And so he had like a reflective moment and reached out just to let me know he appreciated my friendship still or whatever.
You know, I think that this is a moment that a lot of people play out in their minds.
Yeah.
When they see that person that meant so much to them that they haven't seen in a long time. So you have to come back and report on this. I'm so interested to see what you really felt.
I'm actually not nervous. And I was when I said yes. I'm like, but I think I do still love him. What does that even mean? And I think I, you know, over a while of thought, I think I get it. I think it's okay.
The best way that I've ever heard this put before is, it was actually on an episode of Behind the Music. It was like Madonna. And
so Bible.
Yeah. And talking about Madonna and Sean Penn's relationship and how it was really fiery. And they said their relationship cooled to a solid foundation or something like that. It was really like, it was beautifully put that it went from this fire and the fire went out and then it just like condensed, cooled, and became rock hard and solid.
Ooh,
and that's
like a lava.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I love that imagery.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Madonna and Penn.
Okay. Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned that there's a lot of value in having really good friends that you can trust.
Mm.
I went to a baby shower this weekend, and it was just a very small, intimate gathering. And it was just so nice to have legitimate conversations with smart, caring women that I see from time to time. And, you know, there wasn't any cattiness. We weren't putting each other down. And we were discussing babies, which is awesome. It's like about bringing life into the world. And I just am very thankful for all the girlfriends in my life who I know support and care for me and don't have to say things like, you look fat today. Just kidding. You know?
Those people aren't worth your life.
No, definitely not. So shout out to all of the good girlfriends out there.
I love it.
If you have one, if you are one, thank you.
That's wonderful.
That's fabulous.
Bethany, what'd you learn this week?
You know what? This is, I made a really important discovery this week. I realized that, you know, I've been single for a couple years. I've been dating casually, but nothing super serious. And I realized that I don't have time for a relationship. Like, I have sort of known that in the periphery of my brain, but it was like a getting hit over my head with a mallet of relationship last week. And I was like, you know what? I really don't have time because I don't have time for my friends. And if you don't have time for your friends, you don't have time for someone new who may or may not work out, edging into your weekend, taking up prime real estate with your week. And that was a really important thing to discover. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Mm-mm. So I'm down with that. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to focus on my career. I have a lot of things that I'm working on right now. I'm taking classes and I'm working on projects. And, you know, the radio obviously is a huge part of my life. And it was a really good discovery. It was a positive thing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm happy. I'm good. I'm good with that. It's nice to know where you are.
Yeah.
Like, have a good handle on where you are in your head.
It's kind of like a quote mom still does tell me, you can accomplish every single thing you want in life, just not at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good quote.
She be smart woman. Mm-hmm. Like, she says that to me every time I have one of these, you know, moments, but pre-realizations like you had where you're like, I got to do this and I want to do that and I have to do this. And they're all things you want. She'll be like, you can. Pick one
at a time
to focus on, and then you'll go to the next one.
Yeah. So it's good.
So you will, you know, we will all get there. Damn it.
Eventually.
I'm inspired and I sound angry about it, but I'm not.
It's cool. Listen to the Flaming Lips. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We hope that you're doing well and that whatever you need, you do that for yourself. If anything that has been happening has been triggering anything for you, if you need to pull away, if you need to talk to somebody, if you need to unplug from the news, please, please allow yourself to do that. And just take care of yourself. And, you know, on the other side, if it feels like good for you to be in it and be aware and volunteer and donate blood and connect with people, please do that as well. Just take care of yourself and take care of the people around you. We love you.
We really do, though.
And thank you for listening. And we will talk to you again next week.